We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Coronavirus concerns were supposed to mean no pride parade through Boys Town today, but that hasn't stopped thousands of people from taking to the streets on Chicago's north side. A large gathering has been taking place this afternoon in front of the 19th District Police Station. This is on West Addison, as activists this weekend have been talking about pride and social justice as well. We'll have more on any possible traffic issues concerning the demonstrations throughout traffic today. It's another violent weekend in Chicago with dozens of shootings and at least 10 people killed, including a one-year-old boy who was shot while riding in the car with his mother on the south side yesterday. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office identified the boy as Sincere Gaston. Early Walker, owner of W&W Towing, announced the partnership of business owners now offering a $25,000 reward for information.
Something has to be done. We are tired, fed up. As it relates to the gun violence, with innocent bystanders are being killed. Our kids are dying at a fast rate, and it's time for some type of a change.
Walker says if no one claims the reward in the case, the killer surrenders to the police. That money could then pay their legal fees. A 10-year-old girl is also among those killed in Chicago this weekend. A would-be burglar on the north side was no match for a machete.
It happened around 8:30 on Friday night in a home in the 1300 block of West Roscoe in Lakeview. The Crime in Wrigleyville and Boys Town blog reports the homeowner returned home and encountered the burglar. The homeowner confronted that burglar with a machete. The burglar saw the big knife and ran. 10 minutes later, police say he tried to break into a third-floor home in Racine and Belmont. He ran off again after the homeowner called 911. Police are circulating pictures of the suspect. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A motorcyclist is dead 3 weeks after he was involved in a hit-and-run on I-57. It happened June 13th on northbound 57 at Crawford Avenue. Police say a 23-year-old man lost control of his bike, was thrown from the vehicle, and landed on the roadway. He was hit by a car that then drove away. The 23-year-old died yesterday at Christ Medical Center in Oak Lawn. The state of Illinois is reporting 15 additional deaths attributed to the coronavirus today. It's the lowest number of a one-day total in nearly 3 months, not since March 30th, when just 8 coronavirus deaths were reported in Illinois, as state officials tallied so few. The Illinois Department of Public Health also says there are 646 new cases of COVID-19. Since the pandemic began, there are now more than 141,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Illinois, and nearly 69,900 deaths. Illinois has its lowest number of coronavirus deaths since March, but a surge in COVID-19 cases across a large swath of the nation leads to some governors putting the reopenings of their states on pause. We'll have much more on this story coming up at 3:31. Police are warning residents about a series of armed robberies this month on the Near West Side. In each case, two men or teenage boys approached a victim, displayed or implied they had a handgun, and demanded the victim's property. Those holdups took place in the 2300 block of West Huron Street, the 1000 block of North Hermitage, and the 300 block of North Justine Street. Those suspects are described as two men between the ages of 16 and 22 years old. The Naperville Park District is dropping its lawsuit against Governor Pritzker and his executive stay-at-home order. Last month, the Park Board asked a DuPage County judge to issue an emergency ruling allowing the Park Board, not the governor, to decide when park facilities should reopen and programs resume. The judge, though, denied the request. leading to the lawsuit. But this week, a majority of the park board concluded that incurring additional litigation was not warranted because of phases 3 and 4 of the Restore Illinois plan providing greater flexibility in park operations. Over 100 children and their parents attended a kids' rally and protest in Oak Park yesterday. Children as young as 6 years old were taught the chants associated with the Black Lives Matter movement and the history behind them.
Okay, so we're just going to say it one more time. Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
White silence is violence.
White silence is violence.
The educational event at Fox Park focused primarily on teaching civic engagement and peaceful protest. Indiana's public, charter, and private schools can apply for a share of $61.6 million through July 17th. It's to implement programs aimed at improving remote learning during the pandemic for students pre-K through 12th grade. The Northwest Indiana Times reports the funds for the governor's emergency education relief were provided by the Federal CARES Act and will be distributed through a need-based competitive process to local schools and other education-related entities. Those applications are available at doe.in.gov/grants/GEER.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.